great partnership between Clark Retirement and Calvin College. We want to save important native plants as a renovation begins. Let's talk to those involved and certainly how to save plants and make the best for an expansion for Clark. Talking to you, appreciate you, Wendy Kroll from Clark Retirement, directing sales and marketing. Good morning to you, Wendy.
Good morning.
Thank you for you. Dave Warners, biologist, professor of biology from Calvin College. Good morning to you, Dave.
Yeah, good morning.
Is that mom sitting next to you?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Okay. You've been a good boy lately?
Yeah, I have.
I appreciate you, Gene Warners, a resident of Clark. So thank you for being here, Gene.
Thanks for having us.
Yes. Tell me about Clark.
All right. Clark is an organization that's been around over 100 years. We're a retirement community offering many different levels of care. And this project is particularly on our Keller Lake campus, which is building 70 new independent living apartments there.
And that is kind of the breaking news. There is a big-time expansion on your campus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And what will that be?
70 new independent living apartments opening early 2021.
Great. And back to you, Jane. When did you decide that Clark would be your home?
Well, actually, I thought it would be my home a long time ago, but it wasn't until after my husband died in 2013 that I decided to move there. I didn't want to move twice, and I wanted to be closer into town. So I live at the Franklin campus, and I'm living an independent living there, and I love it. It's a wonderful, wonderful community.
Great. Thank you for that. And I hope you love being a professor of biology there, Dave.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy it very much.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about this partnership. And I know, Dave, there is a plant restoration project that does involve Clark. What's happening?
Yeah, so actually my mom is the person who first discovered this, but she, while she lived out in Franklin, she lives on the Franklin campus, she would play organ at church services out at Keller Lake. And then maybe I'll just let her tell about it a little bit.
Take it away, Jane.
Keller Lake, if you haven't seen it, is a lovely, lovely community with a lot of old woods around it, a lot of large trees and old woods. And the woods are filled with wildflowers, and the neighbors have enjoyed those wildflowers for a long time. And when I realized that Clark was going to be expanding their campus and disrupting that community of trees and flowers, I became concerned about it. So I spoke to Brian Pangle, the CEO, and asked him if he had ever heard of a plant rescue, which he had not. And so I said, you need to talk to my son, Dave. And that was how I put the two together. And he was on board immediately. And that's where the project took off.
Wendy, you speak on behalf of Brian.
Oh, Brian's an amazing CEO, very connected to the community. That's a huge part of Clark and who we are. And so he pretty much jumped at the opportunity to talk to Dave and learn more about what this project would be like, and obviously it benefits us because we get to keep some of the plants that would otherwise be lost in the project. We're trying to preserve as much of it as possible. It's nice that some of those plants get to stay on our campus, but it's also nice because we get to donate some of those plants back to the community.
All right, Dave, with your biologist hat on, how does this happen?
Well, it happens with a lot of hard work, actually, and a lot of volunteers that come together. So we use the plants in an effort that we have at Calvin College called Plaster Creek Stewards. We're trying to restore Plaster Creek back to a healthy waterway again. And by one of the ways that we do that is by restoring natural habitats in the watershed that can absorb stormwater and help filter runoff before it gets into the creek. And to do those habitats, we need native plants. And so we will be using some of these rescued plants in our projects elsewhere in the watershed.
So you're literally, even take me deeper, you're literally, where are you? Have you actually dug the plants up yet?
So it's going to be an ongoing process. We had one event where we had members of Clark, in fact, Clark's green team, came out and joined a bunch of Calvin College students. So we had a really nice multi-age initiative there. And we dug a lot of the plants, and we translocated them on Clark's campus. And then we also took some of them back to our greenhouses at Calvin And those plants will be used in different projects this summer in the watershed.
Jane, did you serve as foreman for that project?
Well, I was there. Yes. I was supervising, but I also was digging and working. And I will definitely back up Wendy. Wendy and I were real, real impressed with how very, very difficult the digging is. Mm-hmm. But it's very rewarding, and it's fun when it's done with a whole bunch of people. We had probably, 20 or 30 people there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was nice. Fun to be in the woods.
Oh, that's great. I've got a list of the five native plants, including trout lilies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so trout lilies, May apples, trilliums. We had some shrubs called prickly ash and a number of different sedges.
May apple, Pennsylvania sedge?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't know what that is if it hit me in the head. But again, this is important.
Yeah, so maybe I could just say something. The native plants around here are really different than if you go to Lowe's or someplace and buy petunias, because the native plants support native pollinators. And so the bees that we hear a lot about, the decline in bees and butterflies. Just for instance, the prickly ash is a shrub that serves as a host plant for the giant swallowtail butterfly. So the butterflies will lay their eggs on the prickly ash, and the larvae that hatch, the caterpillars will eat the leaves of the prickly ash. And it's the only one of two plants that the giant swallowtail uses for a host. So these are really important plants to perpetuate if we want to protect some of our other forms of native biodiversity.
Nice. Wendy, talk more about Clark's Green Team, and again, why this is so important.
Clark has a very active Green Team with a number of different initiatives, both indoors and outdoors. A couple of staff members on it, mostly residents. And they look at recycling. We participated in a Battle of the Buildings project and won that, reducing energy use over the years. They're very active with a number of different things, and we had several people from that group volunteer on this day.
Yes, it was a good day for the Green Team.
Yes. What was the weather like? Was it a?
Did it we was pick a beautiful a day. Okay. It was a beautiful day. However, we did have to deal with some slippery clay because it had been raining and the underfoot is all clay. Thankfully, they had spread some straw so we didn't fall. But those were things we had to take into consideration.
Well, if you fell, you'd have a good place to, to get some rehab, I'm sure. But let's not even go there. Did you know, are you proud that Dave went into biology? Let's just go there.
Well, I'm almost a little bit sad because as a child he really loved birds and so do I, and so I thought maybe he'd end up in ornithology. But he explained to me much later that there is a finite number of birds. There's an end point where you don't have any more diversity. But in plants, there are a lot of plants that haven't been discovered yet, and so that's why plants were really.
Now you're sleeping. Now you're sleeping better, aren't you? What does this do, this project, this partnership do for your students?
I think I love the opportunities for these multi-age interactions. So we have retirees working right alongside college students, and some of these retirees are so passionate about protecting the environment, and I think that my college students get inspired by that, and vice versa as well. It's great for the older people to see that there are young people who share their passions. So we really had a wonderful time. There were a lot of hugs exchanged at the end of the day and a lot of thanks that were given. So it was really wonderful.
Nice. And I guess where are we then in construction starts?
We are still in the pre-sales process. We have an event coming up at the end of June. If you want to learn more about it, clarkretirement.org. We're going to go to Frederick Meyer Gardens. It'll be fun. So the pre-sale process has been fun, but we're looking to break ground somewhere in November.
Yeah, will you be heading to the gardens there, Jane?
I probably will.
All right, you can toot a little more of the horn of Clark. This has been a good choice.
Clark has been a wonderful choice. One of the things that is so unique about Clark is that we're with the people that are taking care of us. And so we have, we're on a first-name basis with the CEO and with all the department heads, and it's a very friendly place. We all get along well together, and if we have any complaints, which I haven't heard a lot of, right. but we go right to the top and we're heard, and we're very, very, the culture of the place is certainly warm and friendly, and I love that. I also like the fact that it's rather casual. We don't dress for dinner. We have
naked dinner.
But it's not a place where you there,
sign
anyone
me up.
Has any. It's not a place where we have any have to make an impression on anyone. And it's a very, very comfortable place to live.
And our students studying biology at Kelvin College.
So we have a lot of students who are interested in sustainability, protecting our local places and enhancing them. So I think that the younger generation is really tuned in well to the fact that we've got to do things differently. We've got to learn how to live more sustainably. And this is one way to try to preserve these plants instead of just seeing them, obliterated by a new development, going in there first and saving some of these plants. Another thing that happens when we save these plants is we're saving pieces of soil and the soil organisms. And those are really important for keeping healthy habitats and healthy soils. So there's a lot of good things happening. The grand scheme of things, we wouldn't lose the woods, but Clark has decided that they need to expand, and they've been so open to allowing us to get in there first and salvage some of these native plants.
Awesome. Wendy, do you anticipate continued partnerships as such?
Yes, we have lots of different partnerships. Both at both campuses, and that's especially part of the pre-sales process for the Keller Lake expansion. We have an Admirals Club with many different local organizations that offer discounts and stuff to people who sign up. So it's been an ongoing thing. It's definitely part of our history.
And Jane, what are your plans for today?
My plans for today?
Yeah.
I will go back and play the piano for a group of dementia patients on the third floor at Keller at Franklin. I do that every Wednesday afternoon, and it's part of the music therapy program, and we have a lot of fun.
Cool. It's going to be tough to keep up after your mom there, Dave.
Yeah, that's
yes,
true.
Thank you. How do we find out more about Kelvin College?
Yeah, well, maybe I could just say something about the Plaster Creek Stewards group that has emerged out of Kelvin College. So we've really, once we became aware that Plaster Creek is known as one of the most polluted streams in western Michigan, and Kelvin College is located in the watershed, so water that drains off of our campus goes right into Plaster Creek. We realized that we're complicit in this, and we thought that we want to become part of the solution as opposed to contributing to the problem. So we started this group about 10 years ago, and we formed a lot of partnerships in the community and used students, we used volunteers, and really try to get the community to pay attention to this creek and to do what they can to help to clean up the creek.
Will it be cleaned up?
It's a long-term commitment. It has been increasingly degraded over the past 100 years, and so we're not going to just turn a switch and have a clean creek again. We need to really invest ourselves. So probably 20 to 30 years. We've been at it for 10 years, but we're starting to see some improvement, so that's hopeful.
Dave Warner's professor from Kelvin College, along with Mom, Clark retirement resident Jane Warners. Thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Wendy, how do we find out more information one more time about Clark and this great project?
You can visit our website at clarkretirement.org, or you can contact anyone on the sales team at 616-278-6520.
Nice. Wendy Kroll from Clark. Take care.